Hi everyone, this is Jordana from DrinkItIn_Jordana. I am so happy to be with you today, share some Torah wisdom, discuss what the connection is. But before I get started, as you know in the past, sometimes the classes are sponsored for Shlema, for Aliyah and Neshama. And today's class is sponsored for Refuah Shlema for Shmariyahu Yosef Chaim Ben Rivka Rachel, as well as for Refuah Shlema for Zahava Rina Bat Elisheva Chana. So Refuah Shlema to both of those names. They should have a quick recovery. And we're here doing the connection again. I can't believe it. You know, we're almost there. This is the second to last week of the Parshiyot. I've been doing this for a year now, making and drawing a connection between the Torah portion and the Haftorah. Now, it happens to be that the Haftorah this week is the last one of what we call the seven consolations from the time of Tisha B'Av up until next week is going to be Rosh Hashanah. This is the seventh one. And what's interesting is that the fifth one and the sixth Haftorah, they're everything from Yeshayahu, was about how Hashem is going to console us. You know, we could talk about consoling and comforting. And the fifth and sixth Haftorah of these series was where Hashem himself was coming to comfort. This one, in this week's Torah portion, is not only talking about how Hashem is the one to comfort us, but it's a deep comforting. And I want to describe it to you. It's more than just Hashem comforting. It's how he comforts us, how he's going to carry us. You know, if you envision somebody crossing the street and there's a little boy who wants to cross and somebody says to him, come, I'll hold your hand and I'll cross you so you could get safely to the other side. That's what I see. That's what is the message of this week's Haftorah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to carry you. And it connects so beautifully to Parsha Netzavim, which is normally read, even though it's a double portion this week, Netzavim Vayelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, stand and let's go. Let's stand up, go, and get ready for Rosh Hashanah. It literally means to stand. And Hashem is saying, this is how you're going to stand before me. You're going to stand before me by me carrying you, by me holding you up. There are going to be times when we're going to hold ourselves up, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're going to do it with me. I'm like right behind you. You know, another vision that I have in my head is like if a child is learning how to bike ride, and before they go solo, the parent is holding on to those bars and helping them out. Or when a child is learning how to swim, and you're holding on to them until they learn how to take float. And even when we know how to take float, and even though we know how to ride that bike, and whatever else we might know how to do, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu next to us. And I want to quote a pasuk that comes from the Haftorah. Sos asif ba tagel nafshi be'elokai, kil bishena bigdi yisha me'il tzedaka, ya'atni kechatani kahen pe'er v'chachala ta'adena. I will greatly rejoice with Hashem. My soul will exult with my God, for he has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom who dons garments of glory, like a high priest, and like a bride who adorns herself with her jewelry. So what are these garments that are being described here in this above pasuk, this above verse? Well, Soloveitchik expounds on them to mean that Hashem is wrapping us up in the clothing of emunah, garments of salvation, the clothes of mitzvot, that's the robe of righteousness. Hashem envelops me and dresses me. This is how he connects to me. We're connecting with each other through Hashem dressing us. Unfortunately, though, there are times where we have clothed ourselves. There are some times when we are disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we doing? We think we're standing. We're nitzavim, vayelech, and we're going along, but we're not taking God with us. We're not taking the clothing, and we use our own. We have clothed ourselves, and we have put up a barrier to Hashem's garment. If we turn to the very beginning of the Torah, to the story of Gan Eden, we find the very first time Hashem clothed man. Before Hashem made Adam and Chava clothing, they happened to have made their own clothing out of Ale Te'ena. They sewed together fig leaves. They did this because they had eaten from the Eitz Hadas and the Tree of Knowledge. And then they realized they were naked and became embarrassed. They're so ashamed of their actions that they attempt to hide from Hashem and claim that they are hiding because they are naked, but yet they made clothing for themselves. Hashem then has an interchange with them, and in the end, he makes the clothing for them, ketonet or Bishem. Hashem made garments of skin for Adam and for his wife Chava, and he clothed them. Hashem said, when you disconnect from me and you make your own connections and you go your own path, you're losing out on my support. And in this week's Haftarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here. I'm just not here to comfort you. It's just not lip service, but rather I'm actually here to give you the clothing, to envelop you with the clothing, to help you with your emunah, with your bitachon, with your observance of the mitzvot. Hashem says, I'm here to open that gate for you. I'm here to open that door for you. Vayelech, all we need to do is go walk right in. I want to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom. If you enjoyed this Torah thought, feel free to follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You could reach out to me via my email, jbarachov@gmail.com, or to have something more light sometimes, I have a podcast called Drink It In the Podcast, and you can listen over there. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you name it, I'm probably there. Have a great, wonderful Shabbat.